to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What has kept you feeling green and so confident?
Mama, mama, eh. Oh, mama, eh.
Well, no shades of skin with multivitamin.
Mama, eh.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
Hichilema engages Zambian labor unions in frank and constructive dialogue. Borokoso MP urges opposition unity to block constitutional amendment Bill No. 7. In international news, Central African Republic prepares for critical elections amid persisting instability. And in sports, soccer fans call on FIFA to immediately halt ticket sales via national associations.
And now, FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasis. President Hakainde Hichilema says State House will remain a people's house where diverse national issues can be openly discussed in a spirit of mutual respect and cooperation. Speaking after a meeting with representatives of various labor unions under the Zambia Congress of Trade Unions and the Federation of Free Trade Unions of Zambia, President Hichilema said he was encouraged by the strong support and sincere solidarity expressed by union leaders. The president emphasized that while the country faces complex challenges, solutions are best found through dialogue rather than actions that threaten life and property. He expressed gratitude for the spirit of partnership displayed during the engagement, saying continued cooperation between government and labor movements is key to building a safer, fairer, and more prosperous Zambia for all.
We have a duty to maintain this peaceful environment. For that to happen, we must hear each other out. Differences of opinion should not lead to street fights. I'm a believer in dialogue. I'm not a believer in street resolution. Whatever the problems we have in company A, let's sit down. Union there sits down and talks to the employer. Employer needs labor, skills. Labor needs an employer. Government needs the employer and the employee. Tripartite partnership, isn't it? We are good to deal with our issues in this manner. And I want to really express my gratitude to you, the leaders, for organizing this beautiful meeting so that we can dialogue.
Patriotic Front, PF Mporokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduvire, has called on opposition political parties to unite in resisting the proposed constitutional amendment, Bill No. 7, warning that its enactment would signal a return to one-party rule. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Munduvire urged opposition leaders and members of Parliament to set aside other political activities and prioritize stopping the bill from progressing to second reading. Mr. Munduvire argued that passing the bill would resurrect a one-party dictatorship similar to the pre-1991 era that Zambians overwhelmingly rejected. He further accused the UPND administration and President Hakainde Hichilema of attempting to impose a divisive constitutional document on the nation at a time when Zambia is facing numerous economic and social challenges. Mr. Munduvire reiterated his appeal for collective opposition action, insisting that halting the bill is the most pressing national priority.
For me, I, Brian Munsayalo Munduvile, I promise to fight with all that is within me to ensure that Constitution Amendment Bill number 7 does not go through. And I want to tell the UPND government and President Hakainde Hichilema in particular that they should stop forcing this divisive document on the citizens of Zambia. As a country right now, we are going through a number of challenges, and that if we look at Bill 7 is not urgent, it can be priority.
Opposition We Are One Zambia Alliance, WOZA, Chairperson Kapembwa Simbao, has warned that the country's political culture risks repeating past mistakes if parties continue elevating wealthy individuals as automatic leaders. Speaking during an interview, Mr. Simbao said many Zambians have been conditioned to view financially influential figures as God-appointed leaders, a mindset he described as one of the biggest obstacles to genuine democratic development. He said this culture has pushed political parties to operate in ways that prioritize individuals with financial muscle rather than collective leadership and shared values. Mr. Simbao explained that WOZA is attempting to build a different model, one that rejects the rise of messianic figures within political formations. He emphasized that while some individuals may have the advantage of mobilizing resources, they should not assume superiority within political alliances. He added that leadership requires more than the ability to raise money, and that political parties must value knowledge, experience, and collective decision-making. He expressed optimism that WOZA's approach would provide a more sustainable political alternative for Zambians seeking credible leadership ahead of future elections.
The Zambians are driven towards the attraction of money. They believe the person with money is the God-appointed person to be God.
I've heard that.
And that's where we have the biggest problem. And unfortunately, because that's a belief of many Zambians, parties try to run like that.
Yeah.
We are attempting something very different. And it's new. We are praying it will work. And we are saying we don't want a messianic figure.
Government says Zambia is on track to boost its electricity supply with an additional 2,610 megawatts expected to come on stream between 2025 and 2026. Energy Minister Makoso Chikote says the planned increase is more than the country's current power needs, a development he says positions Zambia for future surplus generation and stronger energy security. Speaking at a consultative meeting with 20 power developers, Mr. Chikote said the government is enhancing supervision of all ongoing and upcoming energy projects. During the engagement, developers pointed out a number of hurdles slowing down project delivery. These include insufficient incentives for hydropower investments, complicated land acquisition processes, and delays in statutory approvals and legal clearances. Mr. Chikote has since pledged government action, revealing that authorities are considering setting up a one-stop facility or a specialized task force to speed up procedures and supportive investors.
The big users begin the game, and I can assure you we'll get the answers to this complaint. This is a clear point. It's an available the direction, the vision, the policy direction has already been given. All we need is just to quickly reflect and review where have we missed, why is it not working. I take this as a serious concern, and the Arab confidence.